Hello, and welcome to a subscription box light episode on the Comic Book Page podcast. My name is John Mayo. In this episode, I will be opening up a subscription box and discussing the contents. In this subscription box light episode, we're going to go through actually a couple of boxes. We've got a few things stacked up. We're going to start with the May Z box. That was one that we just ordered the one box of. You ordered, right?
I ordered it because, quite frankly, I'm one of those curiosity kills the cat kind of people. And I wondered if these mystery boxes were purely an American phenomenon. And what one of these boxes from another country would be like.
And this one's from the UK, right?
It is. And I decided at the time I was just looking around going, do other countries have it? And this one, the theme was Marvel. Marvelous is how they phrased it. And I thought, okay, this is the right month to even do it.
All right. So that's the May Z box. We'll start with that. Then after that, we're going to have the June Comic-Con box. That's the second one of those. This is by Wizard World.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme for that?
I think it's adventure, if I looked up the right month.
All right. And then following that, because we've got a total of four of these boxes stacked up, we've got the Marvel Collector Core one for June. I believe the theme for that is Ant-Man.
Correct.
And this is those are coming out every other month, so it's the second one of those. And this is also going to be followed by, what, the fourth Loot Crate we've gotten?
I think so, which amazes me.
And the theme for June in Loot Crate was?
Cyber. Which Terminator was the big property that they were promoting with that, but the theme was a basic cyber for all the knickknacks they'll go in with that.
So this may turn out to be one of the longer subscription box light episodes. Only time at this point, unless we really like the Z-Box, that we may do a Z-Box. The Wizard one, again, I think I only did a 3-month subscription on that. Marvel, I did a year, but it's every other month. And then, of course, Loot Crate again. I did go ahead and order the Fight Club superhero box.
Billionaire Fight Club. I saw that and I just thought, okay, I like the theming on that. Because it's not just Fight Club, it's the billionaires of the superhero universes.
It seemed cool. They had some interesting stuff in there, so that'll be probably next month. So, with that, let's get started. Okay, so what we're going to open up now is the May Z-Box. This, again, was one you found in the UK.
I did, and I was a little worried when I first hit their website that maybe this wasn't for us, actually, because previous months had been things like horror and animation, which they had Thundercats and a few properties I thought, okay, we like, but not, oh, wow, this is our thing. But then I scrolled down to the current month, and it was Marvelous. And it was talking Avengers and things that were definitely our bag of tricks, if you will. And I thought, okay, now's the time to go for it, because the previous month had been retro video games, which again, Pac-Man. And one of the things they had in it looked cool, but not something, oh, wow, I have to have, which was not Lego brand, but Lego style. A build it, you got either a Pac-Man or one of the ghosts.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, okay, if that's the kind of stuff they put in, I like the items they're choosing and putting in. But again, looking at the previous 4 months, none of the themes had hit with me.
Well, and that's the thing with any of these subscription things is whoever's curating it, one, what theme did they pick? Is it a theme you like? And two, is their sensibilities on how they curate in line with your sensibilities of what you would just kind of pick up at a convention?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because on the forum, there have been a couple of suggestions on other boxes. One of them was Comics Bento or Comic Bento, which we looked at. I forget which forumite it was that posted it. And it was a good comment. And I think he emailed me also, but was saying that, you know, they get a good value out of it for the trades. And he listed off the 5 or 6 that were in the box he'd gotten. And I'm like, you know, I've gotten 4 out of the 5, and the 5th I just wasn't interested in. But I read a ton of comics.
Well, and when I was looking at this, I had been idly thinking in the back of my mind, you know, maybe when John's birthday comes up, I'll get one of these because you're always so hard to shop for at your birthday. But there again, I was thinking, you know, the past 4 months that I was seeing weren't your kind of theme. And I thought, you know what? I'm snapping this up while it is.
Absolutely. Because one of the comments the guy made in the email was he's been enjoying these episodes, but kind of feels that some of these boxes are just miscellaneous trinkets and knickknacks and, I don't want to say quote unquote junk, but you know what I mean? It's just stuff.
Yes.
And he's right. It is.
Yeah.
It's a question of, is it stuff that you find cool or not? Because one man's stuff is another man's treasure or vice versa.
Definitely.
So that's part of why I find it fun to do these boxes, is to get a sense of, are they in line with our sensibilities or not?
Mm-hmm.
And again, the Z-Box one, it's from the UK. So we got the May one. And it just took a while to get over here.
Well, and part of that is on me in terms of, if you're within the UK, the shipping is free.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were two options for shipping it to the United States. One of them was 99 pence and it comes to the United States, but it takes a while. And the other was, it'll get to you promptly, but you paid almost as much as you had just paid for the Z-Box.
Well, and in fairness, this did arrive before we went on vacation.
It did.
So, had we not been going on vacation, we could have done this early in June versus late in June.
Yeah, but it took about 18 days from shipping to arriving for the 99 pence arrival, which is, you know, about $1.50 shipping.
Again, you pay for that. You know what I mean? Either in time or money.
Yeah, but I just didn't feel like investing another $20 in shipping.
Oh, absolutely.
To have it in 5 days.
And there was no rush.
No, because the box was 20 pounds, which the credit card converted.
That's UK pounds, not weight.
Yes, thank you.
Because it's not that heavy.
No, but, you know, at $32, give or take, it was already enough of an investment on a mystery.
Exactly.
That adding another $20 on unknown.
Yeah.
You know, if this were our fourth box and we'd loved all four, I might have considered. But
even so, at that point, there's no rush.
Yes.
It's not like it expires or something. Now, this box is, let's see, 11 inches by...
7.5, 7.75 by, I'm going to say 4.5 or 4.
Sure, we'll go with about 4.
He's still using the transparent ruler with the black numbers against a black box.
Next time we find ourselves at a Walmart or Target or something like that, we need to get a new ruler.
Now, I would also like to note, I had the box shipped to me, and it arrived in this black bag that... it has a handle on it, but it looks like a bag that a pair of really expensive shoes would come in. And it had nothing on the bag that said it was Z-Box.
Well, and this is about the size of a shoebox.
It is. So I took the black bag off with the, okay, is this really what I think I ordered? And if you look at the black bag really closely in a different shade of black, it says all the different companies that might put things into this courier bag, two of which are shoe companies.
Oh, that's funny.
So when it first arrived, I was sitting here going, what did I order? So yeah, so this is a not open but slightly opened genuine mystery from every angle you look at it box.
I certainly haven't opened it. The logo on top is kind of like two sides of a box as you're looking kind of dead on with Z's on them. So it's kind of an interesting logo. And again, it's black with white text. I always find it interesting how they kind of, I don't want to say theme up the box, but the packaging is part of it.
Yeah, it is. They did a great job of putting kind of their stamp on it, but keeping the mystery. And there's no sense of you were going to peek through that bag and know your Z-Box had arrived.
Interesting. Shall we open this up?
We shall open this up.
All right. So once again, it's got a flap that pulls forward on one of the short sides and the top extends up. Again, pretty standard for subscription boxes. We've got a inside of it, we've got a piece of art or whatever that looks kind of like...
I'm going to call him the Z-Box Ninja.
I was going to say a ninja. I was going to go with Deadpool slash Taskmaster. It's a guy in a green kind of quasi-armor suit with the Z-Box logo, swords on the back, kind of a face mask, kind of almost a RoboCop looking mask.
Yeah.
But also a shield, kind of like Cap or whatever.
Yeah, so, I like him.
Superhero-ish. It's not the highest res art, but it's not supposed to be. It's just, here's the theme.
Yeah, I like him.
All right. First item we have is a pop vinyl figure. This is, we've gotten one of these before. We got the Hulkbuster one. So this is my fourth pop figure.
Pop vinyl is conquering the market at the moment.
Well, just to recap, the first one I have is one that I got. It's a 300 figure.
Oh, that's right.
And I got that for work because company's obsessed with 300. And then the second one I got was the Hulkbuster one. The third one I haven't told you about. When I got back to work after vacation, there was one of these kind of wrapped up with a typewritten message of, I don't think you have this one yet. And it was the Joker. And I still don't know who gave it to me. I have a theory because one guy's been out. And there are one or two people I haven't had a chance to talk to in the last day or two. But
funny.
This is the
Captain America.
Yeah, the current Captain America, Steve Rogers looking one. Actually, it's almost the Winter Soldier sort of a look. It's got the helmet with the strap versus the full mask, and it's got the star with the wings kind of a deal on it. So it's not kind of classic Cap, but kind of like the Marvel Now or Winter Soldier kind of the movie Winter Soldier Cap.
Yes, yes.
But very cool. I love Captain America. So that's
I was going to say, to me, that's a win right out of the box.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. I think that's cool. All right. Next up, we've got a Spider-Man Scaler.
Okay. This is something that the website I ordered this from is Zavvi. Z-A-V-V-I.
Yeah. Z-A-V-V-I. That's why it's a Z box. It's a Zavvi box.
Yeah. They have these scalers on their website, and they're meant to go, I think, on earbud cords. And I'm not sure which character you got.
Spider-Man in kind of the silver armor version.
Yeah, they at one point apparently they had a baby Groot, which that's I funny. Had thought if they were selling him independently. Apparently he was in a Guardians of the Galaxy box last year. But it's just a decorative, make your earbuds stand out as uniquely yours item.
Yeah, a decorative thing for the deal. So that's kind of cool. I mean, it's again, not the red and blue version. It looks, again, like the silver kind of armored up version that Spider-Man's done a time or two.
It's not something I would have ever thought of to put on my earbuds, but and they showed it also on a microphone, but it's just kind of cute.
I don't tend to use earbuds myself, but again, kind of interesting and stuff. I don't think I'd really seen scalers, but it's also not the sort of thing I've really looked for.
Yeah, so. It's something I had never heard of before going to their website. And they're saying you can put it on any headphones, computer cables, electronics cords, lanyards.
So far, very Marvel themed, definitely. All right, next up, we have a tiny little box of what looks candy sticks. It's the Ultimate Spider-Man candy sticks.
Yes, I forgot that Zavvi's Z-Boxes are known for having something sweet in every box. That was in one of the reviews.
It even lists ingredients.
I noticed you were looking for that.
Plastic. No, I'm kidding. It's sugar, cornstarch, glucose syrup, tapioca, gelling agent, beef gelatin, halal, flavoring substances. Can't go wrong with flavoring substances. I bet it tastes exactly like the Ultimates, but I have no idea.
I liked how many food groups you got into there, though. The tapioca and beef.
Beef gelatin, unless I don't have my glasses on.
Sometimes no, I wonder, you're reading that correctly. Beef gelatin.
I don't,
tapioca.
I don't eat much beef gelatin. Certainly, I wouldn't have expected it in candy sticks. And these are, again, it's about the size of a
it's smaller than a Tic Tacs container.
Yeah, a little bigger than like a 9-volt battery.
Yeah.
So very tiny candy sticks. All right, next up, we've got a tin that is Avengers Hero Attacks, A-T-T-A-X. I think it's a card game, maybe? It's got some word there that I can't quite make out.
Oh, it's a trading card game. Maybe a tin cam for Topps trading cards.
Donning my seeing eyeglasses to see if that helps any. And it's just really tiny print on a reflective substance in black letters.
But the back says
it
is, Topps.
It does say trading card game. So presumably this has trading cards in it. It is promotional. That's always good. And it's a exclusive. I assume that would be a Z-Box there, but I don't know.
I think that is meant to be a ZBox logo that could be printed much sharper and easier to read. It's really sad when you keep turning to your much younger sister for help reading things.
Well, I've gotten old and I've gone blind. As a comic book reader, let me tell you, that's not good.
I keep telling you I'm archaic, so I wonder what that makes you.
All right, next up we have Button Badges, Marvel Comics. We've got Nova, Black Widow, Thor, Thing, Hawkeye, and a Marvel Comics logo. This is the blue-suited, long red hair version of Black Widow. It looks like the original Rich Rider version of Nova, the classic Thor, classic Thing, and fairly classic Hawkeye.
I was going to say, as a non-Marvel Comics reader who really only knows these characters from the movies and the cartoons, I might have gotten Thing and Thor.
I would hope so.
I'll admit, the Marvel Comics logo, I have fighting chance.
That one you definitely should have gotten.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where, you know, kids putting that on the backpacks. I get that.
Not even just kids. I mean, when we go to Comic-Con and stuff, I'm willing to bet you'll see quite a few of these.
Yeah, the lanyard decorating, definitely.
One of the things I saw, and I don't think you saw it, because I didn't point it out while he was still in sight. When we were on vacation, I saw somebody wearing the Dungeons & Dragons red shirt.
You mentioned that after it had happened, that's right. And you, while we were on vacation throughout Italy, Greece, Turkey. Malta, Turkey, we saw, because we had talked when we were packing, what's the appropriate t-shirt and garments to wear when traveling overseas. We saw a remarkable number of superhero t-shirts.
Absolutely. Superman, Batman. And some of these were on people. Some of them were at various places just for sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's an international set of characters these days.
The only non-superhero that I saw where I stopped and went, huh, that's kind of interesting. Marlon Brando's The Godfather, translated into Italian in Venice on one of the rolling kiosky things when we were walking at one point. I just thought, you know, he's a classic.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, next up we have a two-disc collection of History Channel's Stan Lee's Superhumans Season 1, and it's got all 8 episodes, 30 Remarkable Superhumans, including Human Calculator, Crash Test Dummy, that doesn't sound good.
Human Calculator sounds impossible, I agree.
No, that one I get. Human Orchestra, Man Who Feels No Pain, don't know that I want to watch that one. Ultimate Climber, could be interesting. Human Beehive, no thanks. Rubber Band Man, could be not so good. Super Memory, Man of Steel, and many more. I've heard about this show, I've been curious about the show, but I'll be honest, some of it just sounds a little circus freakish.
Mm.
And I tend to be squeamish.
No, I totally get
that. So, like, The Man
that.
Who Feels No Pain, I don't want to see that tested.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But Human Calculator, Super Memory Man, that kind of stuff. Some people can do some fascinating things.
What I'm noticing, copyright 2010, because I was mildly curious, I'm not seeing it saying that it is only viewable on British PAL.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, we have a multi-region DVD player, non-issue, but for others who might be interested, I'm just wondering.
About 5.5 hours viewing time. I'm not seeing anything that says region coded.
Yeah.
So presumably it would work. I would expect to see just a region 1 or 2, either logo or something like that. So I'm assuming it's region free.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's packaged like a CD, not your classic DVD, which might be being space conscious or might be another signal that they opted to go region free.
Either they went region free or it's been over 10 years since we went shopping in the UK.
True.
So I don't know if it's common for the UK to do stuff that way or not. And it could also just be like a mail order kind of thing. Certainly for a subscription box, being space conscious like that is just a smart move.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, to get a whole season on there, good idea.
Yeah.
Now, if I were them, I would hide either somewhere on the thing or inside the packaging how to get the next season.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Next up, we have a exclusive ZBox offer for three issues for just £3 of total film.
That's one of the magazines they have over there.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of excellent magazines for both film and music over in the UK.
Film, music, graphics, programming, whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of them get imported to the US. Sometimes I've picked up some of these. And like the graphics ones, they have 3D graphics programs, paint programs, things of that nature on the DVD in the magazine. Now, the magazines are $15-$20.
Yeah.
But you certainly get your money's worth out of it. Now, it may be a version or two old of the software, but...
Yeah, I used to love the music ones because you get basically a mixtape of the songs that they were writing about.
No, so that's a good deal. I don't know if the deal is going to be good outside of the UK.
Excellent point.
But, again, next time somebody's at a magazine place, you know, Barnes & Noble, whatever, it's worth checking out some of the stuff at on the magazine rack. All right, next up, we, I believe, actually have the June 2015 issue 232 of Total Film. And we've got the Hulk on the cover. It's
a good size in terms of number of pages magazine.
146 page magazine. It's a little smaller than I would have expected. If I get my ruler back out, the ruler of invisibleness, it's 6¾ inches wide by, I'm going to say, 8¾ inches tall or whatever.
Yeah.
So not standard U.S. magazine size, but...
No, but it's issue 232. It's a blockbuster preview. It's got articles on Age of Ultron, Tomorrowland, Game of Thrones, I believe. So I'm just reading the spine.
They're giving you a full issue, and again, the cover price on this...
At least £6, I would think.
I would think. It doesn't seem to be on here. But you get a full issue and you get an exclusive offer to get another three issues for £1 each.
Yeah.
So hard to go wrong with that. I think that's a smart move. Here's a sample. Here's how to order more. And that's something I'd like to see more things that get into subscription boxes do. Particularly comics. If you're going to give a comic and stuff, tell me how to get more.
Yeah. Well, and they've... got an ad for season 3 of Continuum on DVD. See, I can flip right through it and already tell you. It talks about the things that I'm into.
Yeah, so this does a lot more to get me interested in Total Film than the offer does.
Yes.
But it also gives me an idea what to go look at next time we hit one of the local bookstores to see if it's on the rack.
Yeah.
Because I may not want to subscribe to it, but based on what they've got on a particular issue, I mean, this says Tomorrowland, Age of Ultron and stuff, I could see getting a periodic issue here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up, we've got the Z-Box magazine for the Marvelous edition. Presumably, this is just going to kind of recap what all is in this box. This is very much akin to kind of the typical Loot Crate magazine thing. They've got kind of a timeline of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Nice.
Including the upcoming movies of Ant-Man, Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Thor Ragnarok, the untitled Spider-Man film, Avengers Infinity War Part 1, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Avengers Infinity War Part 2, and Inhumans. So it goes
to 2019.
Yeah. Trivia quiz for Marvel, and then recap of what's in the box.
It shows the various pop vinyls, and I gotta say, I like the one you got a lot.
And it's the Cap from the movies. Because all the other ones, the characters they've got, Vision, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, etc., are from the movie. Then they've got some other stuff on just Marvel characters, kind of a magazine article sort of thing. Then a hero generator that, I'd have to read the instructions for. It's like Captain America Shield or whatever. But how to basically get, based on your birthday, your either superhero name and or powers in backstory.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's funny. Nice. And next month's theme is cops.
Yeah, Judge Dredd was the major thing. And again, I went back to the website after I'd ordered it, just checking when would it ship and everything, and I saw that. And to me, because we're not huge Judge Dredd fans, and the big item that they were promoting as every box will include was a police badge from Judge Dredd. I'm like, that's awesome if you're a Judge Dredd fan, but for us, that item wouldn't be a, oh wow, I'm so glad I got it.
Speaking of police badges.
Yes.
In the current previews, I just did the order for, they had the Flash Central City police badge
from interesting.
The TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. But I'd also heard, and it's in the next previews that'll come any day now for me, they're going to have the Arrow Starling City police badge.
Interesting.
And both shows have cops as leads. Yeah. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because one of the ones they've already solicited for a while back that I didn't really think about at the time, but have since said to DCBS, hey, add this to my order. The Gotham City police badge for Commissioner Gordon. Or Detective Gordon. And apparently at some point during Smallville back, I think around 2008, they did a Metropolis one.
Nice.
Now, I can't get that unless I find it at Comic-Con or something.
Yeah.
But there's something that's just kind of funny about all the current TV shows for DC having a police badge of sorts.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's entirely possible we may get one out of the a Supergirl show coming up.
Very true.
And I suspect that would be more to my liking because the Metropolis one just didn't seem that cool.
Yeah.
From Smallville.
Yeah.
Now, we still got one or two things left in here, I believe.
I'm amazed.
We have, looks like some
trading cards.
Tops trading cards for Age of Ultron. We got one, Captain America, Hawkeye, Iron Man, Hulk, Hulk versus Hulkbuster, and one just of the team. That's kind of cool. And the one of the team is just kind of a advertising one versus maybe the real card. I don't know.
I'm wondering if, these are from Tops.
These Absolutely.
Are exclusive Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron movie cards, which you can start your set in your tin box with.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Now, we got one more item. Now, before I pull this item out, I want to mention two things about the June sales figures.
Okay.
The comic we found last time in Loot Crate, the Adventures of Hollow John or whatever it was, crap, I'm blanking on the name. Remember the comic?
Yeah.
That did over 500,000 units.
Okay.
Second best-selling item.
Yes.
First best-selling item was Secret Wars number one. And if you look at the very next thing in this box, if
that's
I can
right.
pull it out.
I forgot about that. With a variant cover, as I recall.
We have a Secret Wars Z-Box variant cover, including variant back cover, of Secret Wars number one. Now, I also got a variant cover version of Secret Wars number one because I ordered a couple of t-shirts from...
Superhero.com.
Superherostuff.com. Superherostuff.com. So I don't know what the circulation of Z-Box is or how many other places have Secret Wars comics that we can get, but that certainly accounts for two things being over the 500,000 mark.
Yeah, but I remember when I ordered the box telling you that this would be in it, and that I have a feeling that would affect your sales figures, calculations, and, well, data.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that's part of why I find these things interesting, is I think they're really influencing comic sales and availability and just general interest and stuff. And they're proving that these are popular characters.
Yes.
Bottom of the box, I still believe in heroes. So
they got right.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Again, the Secret Wars I already had a copy of, but like to have that. Trading cards, don't really care much either way about that, but nice to have. I appreciate that they have the magazine recapping what's in it.
And I like the thought they put into the articles and the bit at the back.
Yeah. The total film, at some point, I'll have to go through, see what I think of the magazine, and see if we can get that locally. Don't know if I'll follow up on that £3 offer or not. The Stanley Superhumans, at some point we may watch, but really not high on my list.
No, but it was something you were familiar with and mildly curious about.
Yes.
So in that respect, some payoff.
The buttons I personally don't really have any use for, but some people love these things, so it makes sense to put in.
Mm-hmm.
The tin stuff for the cards, now that we've got the cards at the bottom, makes more sense.
Yeah, well, but it's also, it's too big for business cards, perhaps, but it's something that you could put in your pocket and collect some stuff in. Not a pants pocket. I'm thinking like a suit pocket.
Yeah. Because pulling out an Avengers Hero Attacks.
That'd be funny. I'm thinking a woman's purse. We could throw stuff in. I'm thinking there are various ways you could use it. Corral stuff on a desk.
Absolutely. Corral stuff on a desk, loose change, whatever. Or also if you just need to pack something that needs some protection.
Or put rubber bands and paper clips on a desk. I mean, there are just all kinds of ways other than trading cards it could be used is my point.
It's big enough you could fit a small pocket camera in.
Yes.
Not that I necessarily would, but...
No, but...
It's roughly the size. The candy sticks don't really need...
I'm not sure I'd even put them back in the box, given they could die.
Or attract ants. Good point. Gravity already attacked the scaler. It's
it bounces.
Climbed back up. Wow.
I think the scaler's adorable.
It's cute. It's cool. To me, the big win is the pop vinyl figure of Captain America from the movie.
Yeah.
That's just kind of cool and stuff. So... Overall, I think this one did well. I liked what they had in it. But it's also a theme that, like you said, was the right theme.
Yeah.
If this were a horror theme and it was just as well done on the horror theme, I think I would have very much not liked it.
Well, and that's the thing. Zombies is one of the ones from the past 4 months where I was looking at that and I'm like, I'm glad that's not the month I happened to discover it because I wouldn't have wanted it. It's not my thing.
I am curious how far ahead some of these companies plan the themes. Because if I were to do a zombie horror thing, I'd do it in October.
True. But, I mean, this came out the same month as Avengers.
Yeah. Again, so, which makes sense.
Yeah. Perfectly timed.
So, very cool. Glad we got it. Again, Z-Box is not something we're subscribing to. We did a one-off on this. Hopefully people found this of interest and will check it out. I will have a link in the show notes for this one. All right, the box we're going to open up now is the June Comic-Con box from Wizard World. Theme on this one is?
I think it's adventure.
Adventure.
I think.
Adventure, I think. That's an interesting... Don't
get it. I know.
This one came in a bigger outer box, which was a little weird. So we opened that box up, the shipping box, to get to the Comic-Con box. And one thing I'm already noticing is how it kind of comes up a little in the front on the left side.
It's bulging.
It's overflowing.
It is jam-packed with Comic-Con goodness.
Or slightly well, not so well-packed. We'll find out.
No, it's overflowing with Comic-Con fun.
It definitely makes me think that whoever had to find out if everything would fit in the box was just a hair off.
Or maybe you are one of those lucky people that got something extra in their Comic-Con box.
Or it had a carbonated drink that exploded. No, I'm kidding. So it's one of those that they certainly, you know, packed it full, it looks like, before opening the box. We'll find out if that's the case.
And Comic-Con box is one of those ones that says in random boxes they add more items than you should expect.
So maybe this is one of those.
I'm just saying.
Hope so. I'm holding you to that. Okay. Now, this is our second Comic-Con box. First one we thought was just okay?
Yeah.
All right. So.
First one was unthemed officially, but should have been kind of zombie horror themed officially, we felt. Yes.
And this is, that was the first one they've ever done. This is the second one. So they're still, I think, kind of ironing out some of the kinks and just getting used to it and ramping it up, which is, you know, fine.
Yes.
All right. So once again, it's one of these. It's about a 12-inch by 9-inch by 4-inch kind of a box with a flap out in the front and then the top flips up.
And they have lots of color on their box.
Yeah. This is one where it's a full kind of, you know, we got red, blue, yellow. So four color. Oh, we got brown too. So a multicolor, but not full color box. They've got a character that has a box of CCB, Comic-Con box, and a mask that's also a box. It's a little like his brain's exploding with comics.
There's no mistaking this is Comic-Con box presented by Wizard World.
And again, they've got their animatronic figure or whatever, their mascot.
And the flap that flips open says, wait, turn on recorder. We want you to share this with the world.
Well, turn camera on before opening. Oops. Unbox box, upload, win epic prizes, and go to Comic-Con. Yeah, we're doing it by podcast as well. That's how we roll. All right, opening this thing up. We are congratulated and welcome to the official Wizard World Comic-Con box, which is more or less the same kind of stuff they had last time. Just hey, we're bringing you a Comic-Con in the box.
I like the dot, dot, dot. Oh, just get on with it.
Yes. All right. So, getting on with it. We have a Mustache Friends mustache.
Wow.
Apparently, they have 38 styles and colors. We got...
brown.
Yeah, a brown, brown one.
A little tiny pillow for your upper lip.
It looks like it's maybe the brown one... top row, second from the right, but I don't know that that really matters.
But you can collect and trade your mustaches. It says so.
I think there are some people who would absolutely love this. I don't know that I'm one of them. Mm. Again, nothing wrong with that. I expect there to be a couple of misses or whatever. It's at least interesting. All right, the shirt, and note we did not get a shirt in the Z-Box.
No, we did not.
Anyways, the shirt here is a black shirt, which presumably has something on it hidden somewhere.
Ah!
It is a... Oh. It's Ultron with Geppetto behind him, no strings attached, riffing on the Pinocchio line. That's clever.
Yeah.
That one I like.
Yeah.
So at least I'm getting some cool t-shirts out of this.
You are.
All right. Next up is a really heavy...
Mug.
Shield mug.
Big, too.
Let me hold this, see if you can get the bubble wrap. Grab the bubble wrap. I've got the cup.
So you say. That's a nice mug.
It's the shield round with the M kind of a logo from the show.
Yeah.
Strategic Homelands Enforcement Logistics Division, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. Lift that up carefully.
Yeah,
it's heavy.
I'm just saying that if this is what they really use on the show, then...
Then they have a drinking problem.
Well, I was going to say that my sense of scale for the size of all the actors is off.
Because this thing is crazy wide. It is got a diameter of... I'm going to say 3.5, almost 4 inches.
Yeah, nearly 4 inches. And the height is pretty darn impressive, too.
Height? It'll hold about roughly 4 inches. Not quite filling it to the brim of...
Yeah, but that's bigger than your average coffee mug.
It's like a soup mug, almost.
I was gonna say, it's perfect for hot cocoa with lots of marshmallows.
Phil Coulson, definitely. Drinking problem. Here, I'll let you put that on your table over there so I have a little more room.
Okay. I was gonna put that with the definite successes stack.
I think so. I like that. It's just... crazy big, crazy heavy, but cool.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a pencil mug, not a drinking mug for me.
I don't know who has that many pencils.
Okay, fair point.
Next item, we have a Masham's Avengers thing.
I don't know what that is.
You get that? I'll get my glasses back out. I should just leave these on.
Marvel Avengers Assembles, twist off, twist them and squish them. I think it explodes into an Avengers character.
We will not explode them into an Avengers character. It's got Nick Fury, Thor, Cap, Iron Man, Hulk, and Hawkeye that it could be. And
but if you don't explode it, you don't know who it is.
I'm okay with that.
Man.
I don't want to make a huge mess out of this. We got other boxes to open,
too. But it's for Marvel Kids, and I'm a Toys R Us kid. It says how to clean it. For a second there, I thought it was saying how clean the mess you make when you make it.
Again, not something I really need, but again, for kids, I could see it being popular.
It's super squishy. It's for ages 0 to 3. Oh, all right, I'll stop playing with the toy.
Next up, we've got a Lego Movie luggage tag, which is just a big-looking Lego brick or whatever. That's actually kind of nice, place to put your name and stuff like that.
I like this box.
And this is obviously not an exclusive, so it means somewhere else we could get the other luggage tags like this.
I was going to say, this is red. This is for you. I want blue. MZB Imagination. Yes?
One of the things I always forget to put on my suitcases is luggage tags, so I could use some good ones.
How depressing. It says it's not a toy.
All right, next up we've got a postcard for Con TV.
Which will have a panel at San Diego Comic-Con.
That's interesting, given it's a convening convention. 2-week free trial. I'm curious about the Con TV stuff. The Jason David Frank's My Morphing Life has moved to it from YouTube.
Hmm.
And I found that kind of fun to watch for free or whatever.
Oh, no, maybe. Sorry. I was thinking about Nathan Fillion's.
Oh, Con Man.
Con Man. Sorry.
I was going to say, Wizard doing a panel at San Diego is just a little weird.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not saying it wouldn't happen. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I had half of it right.
Some point, I need to check that out.
Yeah. No, I'm very curious about the Con TV and how well the streaming works.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have a metal 3D metal model kit. These are things that ship flat, but then you can make into, you know, in this case, a SR2 Normandy ship from Mass Effect. I've got a coworker who might find this interesting. It's one of those that, again, you kind of pop out and shape into the right thing. It's sort of a 3D model, again, that ships flat or whatever.
What's intriguing me is it seems like once you pop it out, it's got rounded edges.
Absolutely. It takes on a three-dimensional shape. You just bend the metal where it's kind of scored or whatever, and you can get it to look, you know, like the Enterprise or whatever the model is, R2-D2. Yeah. We've seen some stuff like this. Mass Effect, that's done by BioWare. Which has got an office here in Austin.
I was just afraid it would have squared off edges and wouldn't have the rounded effect it shows. So I'm more impressed by the picture than I expected.
Printed high resolution or whatever. This is something I imagine like a laser cutter or whatever could put together. And of course, Dark Horse is involved with this, both in terms of this and the comic for it.
That's very cool.
Not something I need, but again, I've got a friend who's into Mass Effect. So hit the right thing for the right audience. It's cool.
Very small pieces, but no glue required.
Next up, we've got collectible trading cards from the Avengers Kree-Skrull War. That was a crossover between the Avengers and the Defenders back in the 70s. Did a back issue spotlight on that storyline ages ago. This, you can collect all new Untold Tales from the Kree-Skrull Wars. Not really familiar with these. These are by Upper Deck.
Interesting.
And these came out back in 2011. So for some of the stuff, I'm sure some of these trading card companies, whatever, just have some other old stuff to unload. And it's not a bad way to do it.
No, but I was also thinking, you know, we got Upper Deck here. We got Tops in the Z-Box. So, I mean, this is not something, oh, wow, we need it. But it's also not necessarily a miss in terms of interests.
Yeah.
You know, Avengers is one of the things we like.
No, agreed. Again, I'm not saying that's bad or whatever. It's some of this is stuff that it's like, eh, it's okay. It's certainly better than the mustache.
Yes.
That
it's just not something that off the top of my head I know someone who's into, but I can definitely see why it's included.
All right, next up, we've got a Batman Iron Man piece of art from Comic-Con box, and I'll need you to hold the mic as I open and find out the comic.
Because I am a human mic stand, and I have to say, that is a nice piece of art. I like that they put nice art in each box. For me, that constitutes going the extra mile. Ha! Huh, you got Secret Wars again.
I got Secret Wars number one, and I got not one, but two copies. And it's interesting. It's the same cover. One's the black and white, I guess, sketch variant, and the other is just the full color. It's Wolverine versus possibly the Old Man Logan version, but it's certainly Wolverine versus Maestro, the future imperfect version of the Hulk.
Interesting.
So
you're up to four copies out of how many were sold?
Five copies, because I bought one.
Oh, that's right.
This is how come Secret Wars was doing so well.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the Comic-Con box is, times that by two, that's how many shipped. Plus whoever ordered stuff from Superhero Stuff.
And I'm fairly certain, though I'd have to double check, and anybody on Facebook can actually go to the Comic-Con box Facebook page and check. I'm fairly certain they sold out of the second Comic-Con box.
They did. We got a press release about that.
Yeah. So whatever their distribution is, they sold out.
Yeah. At some point, I'll need to look into what all the variant editions were for Secret Wars. Normally when I do that, I look at the retailer order form, but these aren't going to be in there. This wasn't sold to retailers. This is something that this, you know, it's a special deal for Comic-Con box. And of course, they got their logo in the bottom corner.
Interesting.
And then finally, we have a what's in the box
postcard.
I prefer it when they do the magazine.
I agree.
We got the artist who did the piece of art. We've got the Metal Earth thing, the 3D sculpture deal, the No Strings Tea, the Secret Wars comics. They don't really mention most of the other stuff, which is a shame.
I thought this was mentioned on the far right. Am I imagining that this is this?
No, that's the Secret Wars comic.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I was just looking at far distance.
But they didn't mention the mug, they didn't mention the mustache, the trading cards.
Interesting.
It's just some of what's featured in there.
Yeah, interesting.
And they clearly label it as box to assemble. And then on the flip side... Huh?
Got it. Assemble.
Assemble.
Next month is adventure.
Next month is adventure, yes. So, okay, you were off by one. And it looks like we've got Doctor Who's TARDIS, we've got Zelda, we've got Raptors, and the brands for this month were Toy Wiz, Boondock Saints, Roku, Metal Earth, CGC Comics, ConTV, Ink, Whiskey, I think. And these are just some of the people who helped make this this box happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. At the bottom, it just says thank you, which is nice.
Yeah.
So I think kind of cool. Again, it's surprising, and we've got two more boxes to open. How many copies of Secret Wars I've already accumulated?
Mm-hmm. Well, but it goes back to your comment of the comic bento. You purchase so many comic books that it, almost no matter how well curated a box of comics is, the odds that they would put in there a comic book you don't already purchase and would discover is, oh, wow, how have I not been reading this? To me, feel kind of low.
They are kind of low, but it'd be one thing if they put an issue of Atomic Robo or Astro City or something that Astro City is selling in the 25,000-ish range, which is not bad, but not brilliant, not 500,000 units, top of the charts. Secret Wars, even without these boxes, aside from the thing that was in Loot Crate last month, top of the chart item. It's not, gee, how could some, I mean, helping me discover it.
Yes.
Whereas if it was something like Atomic Robo or, gosh, I'm trying to think of some other good examples, something that is, frankly, harder to find at most stores.
Somebody on the forum mentioned a Peter David title I was unaware of. If something like that were put into one of these boxes, that would be different.
When Akiko was coming out.
Yes.
If it had been in here.
Yes.
Something that legitimately people just may have missed. And if you do it with something of, here's why you should be reading and not just thump, here it is.
Yes.
I mean, to a degree, I would think some of these boxes might want to consider having a magazine that they put at the top, and it's a go through it in this order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine if you took a little more care the way you pack this stuff, put the thing, put a layer of like tissue paper or whatever kind of between the things. And it's a, let's walk you through this.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's literally a curated thing, not just here's some knickknacks, but here's stuff you need to know about and why.
This box is an experience.
It's a tour.
Yeah.
And now, that's a different approach than these companies are taking. That's fine. That's good. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it was trying to introduce me to a comic, I got two copies of the same comic.
Yes.
In the same box.
Is there anything different besides the cover?
I haven't gone through them, obviously. We just opened the box, but no.
I was going to say, to your knowledge.
As far as I know, variant cover, that's it.
Okay.
I would be shocked if there was anything else.
Well, because from my angle, 3 feet away, what I'm seeing is one cover is black and white, the other is color. And what I'm thinking is, wouldn't it be an interesting experience to read the same comic done black and white versus done in color?
Somebody is actually releasing, I think it is Blackest Night from DC that's getting released in Ethan Van Sciver's original pencils for that sort of experience.
See.
And but that's a different kind of, that's a, like a trade or hardcover kind of a deal, I think. I'd have to look.
If you put that, then I could understand giving you both.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the kind of thing, it would be an original production, but if you were to take, say, even Secret Wars, and say, okay, here's our variant version of the cover in the regular comic. Boom, this is what it is. Roll back, here's a version that's inked. with some text pieces in there on the inking process, interview with the inker, whatever. Boom. Here's the letters, you know, kind of a thing. Or something that's got overlays. Pull the cover, the colors back. Get the inks. Pull the inks back. Get the pencils. Followed by another one. Here's the plot. Here's the script, whatever. Do it as a process junkie kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more involved than just, hey, do an alternate cover for us, slap our logo on it, ship it in the box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it comes down to, what are people looking for? What are they wanting? What's the goal of the box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was cool. This was good.
This was, to me, significantly better than the first box.
Absolutely. And at this point, it comes down to next month. How are they doing? And do I continue or not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the June Comic-Con box. We're going to open up the June Marvel Collector's Core box. The theme here is Ant-Man, as it says in big, bold letters. It's got a Ant-Man face on the top and a shipping label on the bottom. Go figure. This is the second Marvel Collector Core. Again, I signed up for a year, so this is two of the six since it's bi-monthly. I'm not sure what the next theme is going to be. I don't know if they've announced yet.
To my knowledge, they haven't announced. We were speculating whether or not Fantastic Four would warrant a theme.
Right, we've got comic panels from various Ant-Man comics. Man, I'm thinking it's John Byrne art, but I could be wrong on that. It's nice art. It's good stuff. We've got a pin for Collector Core with Ant-Man on it. We've got a patch for the Collector Core, Ant-Man on it, which, oddly enough, looks kind of similar to the Ultron one, just at a from a distance level.
Yeah, but again, for people who do the patch jackets and the pin jackets, I like these.
Well, and it's a way to just, here's the ones I've gotten.
Yeah.
And I would hope that they have something on their website, and if they don't, they should do it, of like a PDF that's got, here's what the different patches are.
Yeah, I'm actually wondering if the pen could be used on a bulletin board.
Yeah, definitely could. But something where you've got a fill in the slots.
Yes.
Thing for it. All right, so again, it's got a front flap that flips up, the top flips back. That's where you've got these two things, welcome to the Collector Core. And then a second top flips forward.
Yeah, so at this point, it's still a mystery what we're getting.
Yes. It also makes it a little more awkward to get into once you've opened the things up.
Oh, you're so picky as the person opening the box.
All right. So yet another
and I want,
pop vinyl figure.
I want to ask, I thought we got Hello Kitty zombie pop vinyl.
Maybe we didn't. I just wasn't counting that because I'd forgotten about it.
Because zombies just aren't your thing. But I just thought
and Hello Kitty.
I know.
This is Ant-Man. It looks definitely to be the movie version of Ant-Man. And there's an itty-bitty Ant-Man pop vinyl next to him.
He's cute.
It's a bobblehead.
It is?
Says which, bobblehead.
The big or the little?
Certainly the big. I don't know about the little. And there's also a yellow jacket one. This is number 87 we've got. 85 is Ant-Man with the helmet on. This is Ant-Man minus the helmet. 86 is yellow jacket. And you can see it kind of a little bit of the box crush due to the t-shirt under it. But, you know, hey, them's the breaks. If you're expecting this stuff to come in mint condition and stuff, hey, it's getting shipped, guys. Yeah. It's going to get banged around a little. It's in good shape, but...
But I think that the reason the Comic-Con box was overboxed was because the box they normally put it in was surrounded by air pillows.
Yes.
To make sure the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. mug didn't break.
Yeah, and it had a bubble wrap around it. So they tried to do good. And I think they shoved part of the t-shirt into it to give it protection. They tried to make sure it came intact.
Yeah, they went the extra mile on that one.
I will admit, I would have been really miffed if we'd gotten a shattered S.H.I.E.L.D. mug.
Yeah.
So, again, yet another pop vinyl figure. I don't really have anywhere to be putting all of these, but I seem to be amassing a bit of a collection, I want to say through no fault of my own.
Well, and this is a Marvel Collector's Core exclusive, which I think the Hulkbuster was also an exclusive. So you seem to be getting quite the exclusive collection.
We should at some point take a look at the pop vinyl figures, just find out what they all are. Somewhere there's got to be a checklist. They're numbered. I'm curious both in terms of the Marvel ones and in general.
Yeah.
If there are any others that are worth picking up. All right. We've got two things. I'm going to do it once because they seem to be very similar to each other. We have an Ant-Man bobblehead mystery mini And we've got two of them, and it's a 1 in 4, collect them all. You've got Ant-Man Without the Mask, kind of a dark Ant-Man, and I don't know what that one is. Actually, what that one is. It's almost like a monstrous Ant-Man.
Yeah, and I don't think they're labeled at the bottom, because, well, that would be too helpful.
Yeah. Again, not something I really need, more bobbleheadish type stuff, but...
It says Avengers Initiative.
Yeah, because he's quasi-related to the Avengers. They mention him in the movie at one point, I think. As in, we should call the Avengers versus handling it themselves. So, kind of cool. Again, Ant-Man, neat character. This is, again, heavy on the movie version. So, again, they're pushing that versus the comic version, which is fine. I would hope, buried in the bottom of this, they would include maybe the first issue of the new Ant-Man series they started a couple of months back. Or they can include the first issue of the Ant-Man series they're about to start in another month or two. We've got something in there, so I may be right. We've got a Ant-Man shirt, complete with him at actual size.
And a nice logo.
So, yeah, that one I like. That one's a possibly a wash and take to Comic-Con. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, again, so far, 3 figures and a shirt plus the pin and the stuff. And finally... We've got the Marvel Collector Core Ant-Man cover to, I think, issue number 5. Yeah, this is the final issue of the series I was just talking about. They should include a copy of. So, of course, I have this, not this variant cover and stuff. It was the final issue of the series. They're going to be doing a Ant-Man Larger Than Life series soon. They had to stop this so they could do Secret Wars.
Yeah, but the Larger Than Life title is what had me chuckling. Yeah.
Well, and this is one where... The art style on this, I kind of like.
I'm liking the colors, quite frankly. I like the palette they've chosen.
Yeah. It's got nice, clean artwork. Tells the story well. Even comes with the free digital copy because it's a real version of the comic. So, again, I think you're kind of getting your money's worth. You get a good t-shirt, pop vinyl figure, one or two other things. These tend to be fewer items, but higher hit ratio because it's a more targeted theme.
Yeah.
And again, I like the way they did in the inside of the box with the Ant-Man comic panels in red and white or whatever, or red on the box background. So yeah. I'm enjoying these. I'm happy with what I'm getting so far. Again, don't need all that many pop vinyl figures, but, you know, hey, the Hulkbuster one's cool. This one's not bad.
You could have your own Secret War on your desk at work.
I don't think it would be small enough to be secret. But yeah. So this one I'm liking. Again, we've got another couple of them coming, and we'll see what happens from there. But again, quality shirts, good stuff, and not too much stuff.
No, and I think the shirt's well-timed for Con.
Yeah, and they're picking their themes well.
Yes.
So that's it for that box. And now we're going to open up the June Loot Crate. This is a... different size box than we'd seen before. It is 10 inches, 10 and a quarter, we'll say, by almost 6 inches by about...
almost 6 again.
I'm going to say 5. So, taller than I would have expected.
Yeah, and this is the one that's cyber theme.
Tall enough for a pop vinyl.
A Terminator could be in there.
There could be, because again, this is a cyber one, like you said. Again, black box.
Beware Skynet could be in there.
Definitely, they've got a Terminator theme. We've got the top of a T-800 or some such, some Terminator in here.
They want you to document, share, enjoy. The only thing they're missing is telling us to post about it on Skynet.
Now, the other thing that's interesting is not only did it flip up and then the top goes back, but it's a cutout version of the front of the box, making it a little easier to get into, opening it up a bit more, and it's got a visit lootcrate.com cybercrate for assembly instructions, which makes me think the entire box becomes something.
Yeah.
They've done that sort of a thing a time or two.
Interesting.
So, taking the big item out of the box, it is a Terminator half-scale endoskull.
Ooh.
Which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And quite possibly to scale, definitely to scale with the art on the box on the inside.
Making the box a stand for the End of Skull.
So that one is cool. It's a Loot Crate exclusive, so presumably the only way you can get this.
Yeah. It's not particularly heavy. It's a very lightweight skull, and trying to think which Terminator movie it's reminding me of, but I'm thinking it's back to the first one. I mean, I'm sure it's in the current one, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been in all of them.
Yeah.
The U-looking shape at the top makes me think it may be a little more towards the current, but I don't know yet. So, very cool. That one I like. We've got the T-shirt, which looks to be a Optimus Prime. You know, it almost looks Tron-like.
Hmm.
Like a Tron take on Optimus Prime.
And I love the colors. It's got very red, white, and blue. Our space color tone.
Yeah.
And I know that's not quite the description, but...
neonish looking approach to it is what makes me think Tron with the light up sides.
I was going to say it's the lightsaber color tones.
If somebody were to tell me this were glow in the dark, I would not be surprised. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it could be.
Yeah. No, I like this. And again, it's a very Comic-Con appropriate shirt.
Well, and it just says Prime at the bottom. So if you know what it is, you know what it is. If not, it just looks cool.
Exactly.
But it's not like Transformers are particularly, you know, obscure.
No, but that's a good-looking shirt.
They've been doing well on the shirts so far. I've been, by and large, pleased.
You know, and it's got some wonderful patches of white. It's one of those shirts that when you were a preteen, you would have giggled your head off if you were a girl wearing it on a ride at Disneyland. Because the white patches would glow.
Because of the black lights. Got it.
Yeah. I knew where I was going.
When they do just straight themed shirts like that, they do pretty well. It's when they start trying to be a little like the James Bond stirred, not shaken kind of a thing where it's more ironic or funny. Eh, not so much for me. We've got the Loot Crate Cyber Crate pin. Again, that way people have a kind of a checkoff list or whatever for what they've gotten. We've got a Tomorrowland patch, I think.
Oh.
An owl's kind of eyes or whatever with a T-looking thing.
I want to see Tomorrowland.
I'm curious about that one. It looks good. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, next up, and this is surprisingly heavy, we've got a Terminator brain chip. It's the
key
thing...
Keychain? I think.
Yeah, I think so. Hang on.
I will challenge you to prove to me whether or not it is a keychain. Make you open the bag, make you ha-ha, see the keychain aspect.
Yeah, it is a keychain, little clasp thing, but feel this. That's got some heft to it.
Yeah, that's got some good heft to it.
It's got a little thing where it would seem like kind of a plug-in, like a, I don't say USB type thing, but a computer-y connector, and then it's got a 3x5 grid of kind of raised squares or whatever, as if that's the processing unit, and it's got some weight to it. It feels... substantive.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just going to toss it and just, you know, it'll go sailing or whatever. I'm curious how many of my coworkers would kind of know what that is just by looking at it.
Well, and it's an easy to attach kind of key ring.
She says, struggling to open it.
She does. She's a wimpy girl.
It's one of those that's got a clasp kind of a thing to loosen it. You hook it and then retighten kind of a deal.
Yeah.
Not something your keys are just going to snap off of.
Yeah. I like that. It has the look of a prop replica, but it doesn't look or feel flimsy.
Even if it hadn't been a keychain, if actually this had been a USB?
If it had been a USB, it would be more practical, but as a keychain, it's something you can carry. It's something you can use and something your friends might actually see you with and ask you about.
Again, I'm curious how many geeks would recognize it as a Terminator brain chip thing. That's kind of cool. All right. Next up, we've got a pencil case sort of a thing, or just a pouch with like a circuitry pattern on it. It's a blue with a carbiner kind of a deal. So I could see that just being useful for storing stuff, pulling things around, or you know, whatever. How sturdy it is, it doesn't look particularly sturdy, but you know, it's cool. Next up, we've got the Loot Crate magazine number 23 for this, asking who is Mr. Robot in an interview with Zachary Levi. Again, going to the theme of cyber.
And they had the Mr. Robot contest for a TV and some Mr. Robot crates for Loot Crate this month.
We'll go a little bit more through that in a bit once we've kind of gone through the rest, because it usually tells us everything. We've got a humongous mouse pad that has a robot-looking dude on it who, I don't know if he's a particular something or not, but it is a mammoth mouse pad. Mm. It's like 10 inches by...
12.
By 12, yeah.
Yeah, they had to fold it in half to fit in the box.
Nice piece of art and stuff. I just don't recognize the character. It's by Hyperion, is the copyright. And it looks like good mm-hmm. quality mouse pad kind of thing. I'd need a bigger desk for that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, I have a kind of a mouse pad and a half beside my computer, but I don't think I could actually fit this.
It's either a mouse pad or a placemat. All right, next up, we have the range sheet command service, cross-rank service for Battlestar Galactica. Range facility use only.
It's an interesting looking envelope. Again, it has the feel of being a prop or something. And something you're having to unfold to poster size so you can reveal the mystery to me of what you've got. Oh, it's a target for a Cylon. Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, a Cylon target to shoot at and stuff. Again, not something I have particularly need of, but is kind of cool, and I could definitely see people who are more fans of Galactica. Here, you want to put those away?
I can put that away. And
it's hard to do all of this, you know, with one hand holding the mic.
Yes, and I was thinking, you know, for the laser tag players, this might be fun to hang while playing laser tag.
It'd be hard for them to shoot since it's not an actual target, but yes. It, just for a dart gun kind of a deal.
Could you hang a target on this? Somehow strap a target to something
it's
hung on the wall?
It's a paper target with a heavy thing. Gravity comes into effect.
True, but yeah, if you could figure out how to anchor a target to something on the
something
wall.
Put up on the wall, either at your desk, your office, your cube, wherever, at home.
Yeah, so many thoughts come to mind of what you could put on the top of that Cylon target, but anyway.
All right, next up, if I can get it out.
Oh, no, the box is taking hostages.
Is a Nerd Machine, Nerd HQ 2005 invitation to go to. It's at the new Children's Museum.
2015,
sorry.
It's okay.
I'm tired. I'm still jet-lagged from vacation. It's at San Diego during Comic-Con, which explains the interview with Zach Levi, who does the Nerd HQ stuff with Nerd Machine.
We'd been wondering if they would have it this year, and if so, where?
It looks like stickers.
Stickers. Interesting.
So definitely worth checking out the magazine for his interview.
Yeah. At the new Children's Museum. I'll have to look up where the new Children's Museum is.
Now, if you look in the box at the bottom, it's got additional stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is explaining why you've got to go for assembly instructions to figure out how to put together your Terminator army, I think. I'm not going to fold it all out and figure all that out, but...
Yeah, it looks like one of those flip-the-box, inside-out type situations, and maybe some of the bottom meets up with where the box abruptly cuts off.
Or these become the panel. Outer part of a stand for the the skull.
Interesting.
So, very cool stuff. Flipping through the magazine that comes with it real quick. Again, these are just little pamphlety things, but it kind of helps explain stuff that we didn't totally understand. Got an article about USA's Mr. Robot series. Loot Crate at Comic-Con. They're going to be at Comic-Con and the Nerd HQ. They're going to have some giveaways there. I wonder if I should take my membership card.
Probably. And I want to mention Mr. Robot's already been renewed for a second season on USA. And
it's only aired maybe the pilot?
Yeah.
Wow. They've got information about the Mega Crate. 20 lucky winners. Interview with Zach Levi. Interesting hairstyle he's got. He's going to be in the upcoming Heroes Reborn stuff. He was obviously in Chuck, did the voice for Tangled, and was in Thor Dark World as... one of the Asgardians.
And I think Heroes Reborn, that's with the Heroes TV show, and I think Titan Comics was saying they got the rights for the comic book and would have an Ashcan at Comic-Con.
Yeah. All right. Flipping through this, we've got the sticker sheet we talked about. We've got the Transform the Grid t-shirt we talked about with Optimus Prime. We've got a Borderlands Zero game mat from Loot Crate, which is, again, a character I didn't recognize. We've got the skull replica and the brain chip. I don't think the brain chip fits in that skull. Be pretty big. And they've got a behind the scenes for the making of the skulls. Oh,
interesting.
It is a future replicant corporate logo patch
the owl.
Owl thing. And wear it and you'll be more human than human. It may or may not be from Tomorrowland. I can't tell from this. Again, future replicant, half a dozen shows it could be from. We've got, again, the Galactica. Got the glow-in-the-dark circuit bag pouch.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. And again, that's part of why I like the magazines they do, is it gives you a this is what that is answer yes. key, if you will.
Yeah.
So pretty cool stuff to me. The coolest thing is the endoskull.
Yeah.
Shirt was nice. The brain chip thing, kind of cool. By and large, Loot Crate is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
They've had one or two that have been much more, you know, bigger hits than others with me, but that's to be expected. Next month, we've got another Loot Crate coming. We've got the superhero stuff box. No Marvel one, because it's every other month. Z-Box was just this time, and I don't think we've signed up for anything else.
Not that I can think of.
There have been one or two. Fan mail was one that was suggested on the forum. Comic Bento. These are things that if we see them at Comic-Con, we'll certainly talk to them. Typically, these places are such that they don't send out preview copies or whatever, which makes sense. It'd be expensive to do that. I would recommend, if you are a subscription box company, that what you do for people like ourselves that want more information, I don't expect you to send out a box.
Mm-mm.
However, if you've got just like a PDF you could send for each of the past boxes, be it a copy of the magazine or whatever, but here's what you've sent before, that would be great. Put that on the website.
It'd be awesome guidance for us and just letting us know what kind of items are in the boxes and helping us to gauge if this is our kind of thing or not.
Exactly. Because if I could go back through the last X months and say, boom, you know, 50% of the t-shirts I like or 100% I like, or, you know, some of the boxes are hit, some are not. The more I can get a sense of what's the hit rate,
mm-hmm.
the more likely I am to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a blind gamble, not so much. But if you've got a good curator, if you've got a good predictability and consistency and sensibility, and people can say, you know, your tastes are aligned with mine, that's all you need to get more people going on these.
Yeah. And with the Z-Box, I was guided by reviews from others who had bought the previous boxes of what they had found in the boxes, whether or not it was a theme I was interested in, just having the descriptions of the items. So I knew whether or not items like that, if they were on a theme I liked, would appeal to me.
Yeah.
Was very helpful. And then seeing pictures of the contents of those themes helped guide me if they did a Marvel box, I think we would like the types of items they're inclined to include.
And certainly wait a month or so after the box ships before putting that up.
Yes.
Keep the surprise, keep the mystery. A lot of people are into that. That's cool.
Definitely.
At this point, it's not like I'm shopping around for more to do, but if there are other ones that look cool, certainly they're possibilities. Yeah, at this point, to me, the big takeaway is I now have 5 times the number of copies of Secret Wars that I had or that I had ordered and bought. So go with 500,000, divide by 5, gets it down towards that 100,000 mark, which is more in line with how it should have done. But just kind of funny. So we'll be doing these again on a roughly monthly basis. The next one will be sometime, actually probably either in July or August, depending how Comic-Con goes, how crazy that gets. This again, we had 4 boxes stacked up because we were, you know, vacationing for a bit. That's how some of that happened. And again, we got the Z-Box the one time. Most of the time, it may just be a Loot Crate. It may be a Loot Crate in a Marvel Collector Core or a Loot Crate in the Comic-Con box. If other people find stuff mentioned on the forum and stuff that looks interesting, we're, again, investigating some of these. Include, obviously, the web link that everybody's done that. And it's like, boom, I can go there, you know. Worst case, I start buying stuff. which is horrible. I hate it when that happens.
That is when you get deemed a bad influence.
We have many of those. So anything else? Does that pretty much do it?
I think that does it.
Cool.
The show notes and forum for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.